News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There should be a 10% reduction in excise duty on alcohol in the next budget. That is according to the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland. And it comes following research commissioned by the group that found Irish consumers are paying 11 times more excise duty on beer than Germans and 80 times more excise duty on wine than French people, which obviously are huge multiples. And I'm joined now by Donal O'Keefe, Secretary of the Defence, the Drinks Industry Group Ireland, and Sheila Gilheeney of Alcohol Action Ireland. Good morning to you both. Let me come to you first of all, Donal. Lay out your stall. Why do you want to see this excise in Ireland being reduced?
Well, we have an enormously penal taxation regime on alcohol in Ireland. We pay the highest excises on alcohol in Europe. We pay 23% VAT in addition. Somewhere between 27 and 29% of the retail price of every drink goes to the government in tax. We have an industry under enormous cost pressures. 120 pubs a year closing their doors every year for the last 20 years. We see ongoing closures in the restaurant sector. Cost pressures are enormous. And we're working in an environment where alcohol consumption has fallen slowly and steadily for the last 25 years. We're now back at European norms for alcohol consumption, and we're calling on the government to begin the process of bringing our excise down to the European norm by cutting excise by 10% in this coming budget.
Okay, Sheila, you hear what Donal has to say. We're paying multiples in terms of excise duty. Pubs are closing, people are drinking less. We don't need to pay that high level of excise anymore. What do you say to that?
Well, excise duties actually haven't changed in over 11 years, and we would certainly be calling for an increase in them just simply to be able to keep in line with inflation, as their value is being decreased because of inflation. You know, alcohol has a massive burden on the state. When Donald talks about, you know, the tax contribution that's coming from excise duties, that makes up less than a tenth of the total cost to Ireland. You know, every drink of alcohol in Ireland actually costs the state €3.60, at least €3.60. And yet what comes in taxation, what comes in from
and
excise
Sheila,
duties
for people listening, costs them that in what way?
So that would be healthcare costs, justice costs and loss of workplace productivity. It's an underestimate because, in fact, there's many other costs as well. For example, the harm to others, for children who are growing up with alcohol harm in the home, there's a devastating cost to them personally, but also to the state as well in terms of ongoing supports and costs that arise from that. So, you know, we're calling on the government really to look at this in the round and make sure that alcohol excise duties actually reflect the cost of harm to the country in the way that we do for tobacco taxation. You know, tobacco excise duties have increased regularly over the last 11 years. But as I say, there has been no change in alcohol duties, despite this massive cost that alcohol has to Ireland.
Donal, would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, I think there's two points. Firstly, our consumption is falling slowly and steadily. We're now back at European averages. Alcohol excise is a revenue-raising measure. It's a straight tax. It is not a health initiative. It's a tax on consumers. It's a tax on industry. And our tax take has gone up very steadily over the last 20 years because the government gets 23% VAT, which goes up in line with the pricing. So the VAT regime is also generating higher taxes every single year. But I think the key point here is this is a straight tax. If high excise was the solution to alcohol problems, we would have solved it 25 years ago. We now have very high excises, an industry that's under enormous cost pressures, and we think there's a very strong business case to cut excise to support small family businesses in every village, in every town, in every city right across the country.
Okay.
The tax burden on alcohol will still be enormous. The sector on excise and VAT contributes $2.7 billion. It's growing every year because our VAT take is growing every year. And we're just calling for a little relief on the excise front to support businesses.
Sheila, what about what Donal is saying? We our alcohol consumption has fallen. We're now in line with the rest of Europe. But we are paying considerably more, multiples, 80 times the excise on wine here that French consumers are paying. Why should Irish consumers pay more?
So alcohol consumption, yes, has decreased. But, you know, to say that it is in line with European averages is actually not a proud boast, because Europe is the highest drinking country, or Europe region in the world. If we were drinking within HSE lower risk drinking guidelines, we'd be about 35% less than what we currently are. It's actually quite interesting to hear Donald talk about, you know, the contribution of VAT. But, you know, every business that is paying VAT pays a similar amount, but their product is not killing four people every day. So again, we have to come back to the level of harm that is being caused by this product. It is no ordinary product. It is a product that actually does cause significant damage and harm, and that harm has to be paid for. So are we asking for higher income tax to be able to pay for that cost?
All right, let me bring Joan Lynn. It's a product unlike other products because it causes harm.
Yeah, and that's why we have the licensing regime we have. That's why we have the responsibilities around sale and serve of alcohol that we do. And those are measures that we support. We're just saying, in terms of budgetary policy, which is really all just purely about taxation, that our sector is enormously highly taxed. Our sector is clearly under pressure, as evidenced by the closure rate of pubs across the country. A cut in excise is warranted to support the sector. It remains a highly regulated regime. We believe the on-trade, the pub sector, is the best place in which to consume alcohol. It's social, it's with other people. The owners and managers control the environment. And the regulation around our sector, the controls on our sector are warranted. We're not arguing about those. We're just saying that when it comes to straight taxation, we pay a huge tax burden.
I gave you the first word, Donald. I'm going to give Sheila the last word. What about that, Sheila? It is regulated. It's highly regulated in other ways. And even if Europe is the highest drinking region in the world, maybe that's people's choice in Europe. Maybe that's their culture in Europe. And what would you say to the accusations, I suppose, that trying to influence how people behave is nanny statism?
Well, the point is that somebody somewhere has to pick up the tab for this. The alcohol industry gets a free pass, essentially, by making sure that the state is picking up the cost for the damage that their product actually causes. We have a polluter pays approach to many other aspects of life here in Ireland. And I think the government must look at the total cost of alcohol to Ireland and tax this industry accordingly. It only makes sense. Why should other forms of taxation, like income tax, be used to supplement the profits of the alcohol industry?
Look, thank you both very much for joining us on all that. That is Donal O'Keefe, Secretary of the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland, and Sheila Gahini, the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. Let us know out there what you think about it. What do you think about the excise that we pay? Should we be paying more? Should we be paying less? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.